are the result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. Do your part. Keep our streets safe. This community awareness message is brought to you by our friends at Auto Works East Porsche BMW Audi. Proud to be serving our community. That's Auto Works East Porsche BMW Audi at 1751 Panorama Point in Lafayette. Call 303-444-0488.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning is Marshall Masters, and we're going to be talking about Planet X. Now, I'm not firmly convinced that Planet X exists, but I think it's something well worthwhile talking about, and certainly Marshall Masters is on the front lines of the battle to expose what he believes is a very real threat to our society. So, Marshall, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Pleasure to be here.
Why don't you give us a little of the background of Planet X, and certainly why you believe that this is a threat to America, and, of course, when this threat is going to materialize. You go right ahead.
Okay, well, this really goes back to the back during the 1990s. I had a travel business, and I was flying back and forth over the poles during the winter. And I watched the deterioration, and I could see that we were having weather weirding, what we call now. Back then the term was global warming. And we started investigating. What we really found was that our weather patterns are really responding principally to the sun. Anthropomorphic causes, man-made causes, are exacerbating, making it worse. But what we did see was this consistent trend where principally, we're responding to changes in the sun, as all the other planets are. And so then it was in the process of finding, well, is this just natural variability of the sun, or is it reacting to something that's in the solar system? And that's what really led us to Planet X. So we were finding it in the manner of how a Planet X is always found. It's a term that was coined by Percival Lowell back approximately in 1905. And he was the first American astronomer that was really looking for Planet X. It was the reason why the observatory was, Lowell Observatory was founded in Flagstaff. And it's the reason why Tombaugh found Pluto, because they were looking for what was the perturber that was creating perturbations in the orbit of Neptune. And then an astronomer, the U.S. Naval Astronomy in Washington, a gentleman by the name of Harrington, he wrote a paper on it, and he commissioned the construction of a special telescope, which was used in New Zealand. And after that observation was made, all of the evidence was filed away, never shared with anybody, and he died mysteriously of a very, very, very sudden onset of cancer before he could publish his own findings on it. And so the whole topic after that just went off a cliff. It was very quiet. Up to that point, there was a tremendous amount of discussion about Planet X in the mainstream media and in mainstream science. It was a very open conversation. This was also the time that people were exploring the possibility that we're in a binary star system, which is, that's more consistent with what's actually happening out in our galaxy. 90% of the systems in our galaxy are multiple sun systems. So having one sun is something that is just, you know, you're an oddball already. And in our system, if we had a, if we truly had a single sun system, well, why is Earth tilted on its axis? And everyone knows we're going into the age of Aquarius, but we're going backwards into the age of Aquarius, and at an ever, you know, very minute but increasing rate. So all of this indicates that, yes, there is something that flies through on a periodic basis, and it causes a lot of disruption. And it is the one theory that if you are looking for a single causality that is explaining everything you're seeing on the planet, you know, we're seeing megastorms, volcanoes are waking up. We have all different kinds of very unsettling patterns. And for those that are observant and those who are watching, the uptick is very certain. The one uptick that I am seeing that really tells me there's something out there throwing rocks at us is that we're seeing more rocks, particularly what we call bolides, or the fireballs that light up the sky. And bolides have always been around, okay? 100-year events have always been around. But we're having 100-year events almost every 100 hours now. And the number of bolides is just jumping astronomically. From 2010 to now, it's literally been doubling every year. And more of these large bolides are being observed with fragmentation and sound. So there's a lot of indicators and signs. It's just for the folks in the mainstream, it's still easy to deny things right now. For others, it's not. I mean, others are looking and seeing things. You see, like, this storm that just hit the Philippines, you know.
Well, now, why are we having less in the way of solar activity? Ordinarily, we go in 11-year cycles. Certainly, we're moving towards, you know, an very intense solar activity about this time, this year, next year. And suddenly, the solar activity seems to have decreased markedly. Do we have any explanation for that?
Gosh, I mean, you know, we're just in a time, Doc, when just predictions just seem to fall by the wayside, because what really happens is just unforeseeable. What's happening with this solar maximum right now, you can go on YouTube and go back to like 2008, coming forward, Dr. Michio Kaku, very excellent spokesman on this topic. He's a real local hero. But this solar maximum was predicted to be the strongest on record, and there were concerns of another Harrington event like happened in 1859, which if we caught a solar flare like that, our modern information age is gone. You know, that's it. We're back to, turn of the last century. And
hang on there. Hang on. We'll be back in a moment with Marcia Masters talking about Planet X. Be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Marshall Masters. We're talking about Planet X, and he's been studying this. He's written several books on it. Now, apparently, you know, the feeling was that we were going to see Planet X in the year 2012, and it certainly didn't seem to materialize. So when do we anticipate this would actually begin to come around from behind the sun and have an impact? Do we have any idea when this is going to appear, if it's going to appear?
Well, no, observations were made, okay? And, you know, there's always the comment, well, amateur astronomers, if they see it, they'll say something. Well, amateur astronomers do. And when they do that, their YouTube channels are attacked. The groups are suppressed. The videos disappear. Things happen. So, yes, there's people seeing it. And they were reporting coordinates. But, you know, they didn't. And if those coordinates had been bogus, and some other astronomers would have said, we plugged them in, we were looking, we didn't see anything. No. I mean, it just simply falls through between the cracks. We see the information, and then it gets suppressed. And so it's really easy to say, well, nobody saw it. We saw it. We put out a video, Planet X System Observations and Orbital Path Analysis. And in there, we show you where we have an image that was taken of the brown dwarf. It's a mini constellation. So it's a brown dwarf with planets and moons around it. And we have an image of the brown dwarf before it slipped up behind the sun. And we also have imagery, hundreds, not a few thousand, screen captures of one of its outermost orbitals. So there's observation made, but, you know, it's... This is like ufology, and you can have mountains of evidence, mountains and mountains and mountains of evidence, and what are you going to get? The result of ufology today with all these eyewitness reports, all this mountains of evidence, is 90% of the sightings are trivialized away. And I mean, the trivial reasons defy logic sometimes. They're just such a desperate reach. And then the other 10% they can't trivialize, they go, well, we don't know. And that's it. It goes into the we don't know thing. And, but yet, UFOs exist. I've seen a UFO, all right? But there's no public consensus. That's the whole point. See, it's not whether we see it, Doc. That's irrelevant. That's fool's gold. It's whether we believe that we have seen it, whether we come to a consensus that we have seen it. And so if you suppress information and, you know, and again, people go, well, how could they suppress information? I think before Snowden did his disclosure, that was a question that seemed to have some logic to it. Today, it doesn't. We understand that there is an electronic underverse beneath our society that's sucking the truth and sense of self out of it. All right. And it's, in, you know, and it reaches the tendrils of this thing, just reaches up from the dark depths into every aspect of our lives. And so controlling the flow of information is very, very easy. But we're tracking it and we are seeing all the things. I mean, for me, you know, we've seen it. There were disclosure videos released in 2008 from the South Pole Telescope by two different sources and showing the object, and these are shown on my site. I have a video called Planet X 101, Who, What, Why, Where, When, and How. And I document the search for Planet X beginning back in the 1700s all the way through to the present, and I show you who's looking at it, and why they're interested. And that No, it's not some sort of internet hoax that just popped up in the last few years. This is something that has been going on for quite some time, and there's some really, really excellent people. I mean, and as an independent researcher, I feel like I stand on the shoulders of some giants in the field. And so it is, it's going on. For me, the cover-up itself, and I see the cover-up and how it goes, is working. To give you an idea of that, back in 2009, the first symposium on Planet X was held in Rome, Italy. And our book, Planet X Forecast, was licensed to an Italian academic publisher. And his first printing was selling out. He was just amazed after that. In Italy, our books were on end caps and center aisles. We had the premium locations along with everyone else that was talking on the same topic. And what happened was that all of the bookstores were ordered to take these books out, return them to distributors. The distributors were ordered to destroy them. And we were made to know, our licensee was made to know very specifically, right in his face, by order of the Vatican. So if Planet X doesn't exist, why is the Vatican ordering books pulled out of bookstores that talk about something that doesn't exist to have these books destroyed and to intimidate and to harass the publishers? Why? Okay, if it's not, if it's a non-event, if it's not there, if it's a ha-ha hoax, well then forget about it. Now, don't pay any attention to it, it'll die on its own. The problem is the topic never dies on its own. It always comes back, because what brings people to this conversation is that they're trying to figure out why, what, everything else that's going on. You know, earlier you mentioned our son is behaving extremely strange. And I agree with you. I sat there for, you know, like you did, for months looking at, I mean, where's the sunspots? If we're in the middle of a solar maximum, where are the sunspots? Now, we're finally starting to get spots, and we're getting X1 flares, and but still not as strong as it should be. So why is the sun anemic? We really don't know. Because our observation data on the sun only goes back about 3 centuries. And so this is something that the sun is doing that, since we've been keeping a track, a history of sun, solar observation, it's not anything like we've ever seen before. And that's the reason why my feet are held to the fire with Planet X, is that we keep seeing all of these things, all of these patterns, all of these natural changes in the world and events, and there's no way to explain them. The predictions that people are making, NASA made predictions about that, you know, and completely, and not only NASA, but NOAA, National Academy of Sciences, and what we have is a double peak solar maximum, where the first peak was very anemic, and then it went into this deep trough of no activity. And now we're coming out of that trough, and we're coming up to the backside, the second hump on the camel, if you will. But even that, you know, it's still somewhat anemic. Meanwhile, the magnetosphere of our planet is continually decreasing. It's in the last half century, it's decreased by about 10%. And so we have these patterns going on where the sun is acting, you know, in a way we have never seen before. The magnetosphere of the planet is changing. Our magnetic north pole is moving far more rapidly than before. So plus we have, we look what's happening with our oceans. We're having earthquakes, and islands are rising up out of the sea like they did off of Pakistan. They had a large quake. 3 islands rose up. We just had an island rise up off of Japan, a small one. They don't know if it'll stay up or not. But, you know, you start looking at all of these volcanoes that haven't erupted in 100 years, and they're all erupting now. And so this, if you're looking at all of the indicators and the trends, you're seeing what's happening with the Earth. You're seeing all the rocks that are coming in. We're spotting so many more bolides. I think what was really impressive to us, we track a site called the American Meteorological Society. Really great, prestigious site, and well worth to be supported by the listeners and joining the effort. If you see a bolide, a fireball, you can report it. And they have different classifications, and their biggest classification is huge. And huge is if more than 100 people report observing the bolide. Well, in 2013, for the first time in the history of the AMS, they had two huge events with over 1,000 observation reports. More than 1,000. It was a first. And this trend, and the trend keeps accelerating. There's more and more and more of these bolide sightings. So it's a matter of saying, what's throwing the rocks at us? And this should be of concern to listeners, because in February of this year, NASA had everyone's attention with the media focused on an asteroid called 2012 DA14. And it was supposed to pass through some a keyhole, if you will, in its orbital trajectory, that if it went through that keyhole, so to speak, that it would become a direct threat to the Earth. And it didn't. So the good news was that it was a non-event. The bad news is it was a non-event. All right? And so NASA had everyone, looking that day, and weeks of media blitz and all of that. And what happens? The biggest rock to hit the planet in over 100 years slams air bursts over the Urals in Russia. And it releases, the energy it released was the equivalent of 20 Hiroshima atomic bombs. Now, a lot of people were injured. They got faces full of glass looking out the kitchen window. A lot of buildings were damaged. But thankfully, this blast happened way over an area that was uninhabited, and so there was no loss of life. But if something like that had popped off over New York or London, Paris, Los Angeles, oh my gosh, monstrous death toll from an airburst like that. And the thing was, NASA was completely blindsided. All right, they didn't see it coming, and the media was all over them like white on rice. Why? I call them the frogs. White. White, white, white. And NASA had all kinds of explanations. Finally, they just said, it came out of the sun, or we just don't have anything pointed that way. All right? Now, that's where we've been looking for this Planet X system. It's near the sun, and that's the reason why it's so, so difficult to observe. And it could only be observed just before sunrise, just before sunset. And also, if you go on YouTube, there's a lot of two suns in the sky videos. Now, again, the problem is the ones that are really good, the ones that are credible, don't last long. And what we see is the people are swarmed, and then whoever's running these channels, they'll be forced to pull down the video, or their account will just simply be hijacked if they're doing it anonymously. And then when we see them not only taking down whatever initiated the attacks against them, but they start pulling even older material in the hopes of silencing those attacks, then we know that they're not only being hit at an intimidation level on a personal level, but they're being hit in terms of their livelihood. Now, for example, when we put up our video, Planet X 101, Who, What, Why, Where, When, and How, we deal with suppression attacks against us all the time. We have three principal books, Planet X Forecast, Crossing the Cusp, and the Colburn Bible. Now, if you're a publisher, Amazon is the 800-pound gorilla in the room. That's half your sales. If you go to Amazon, you'll see all of our books are listed out of stock, which is a blatant lie. That is a blatant lie. Our books have always been in continuous stock and supply through Ingram Distributing. But what we were talking about in Planet X 101 apparently must have irritated the PTB, and so they're hitting us in the lunchbox, and that's it. We can't sell books through Amazon anymore. They just simply listed us as out of stock.
Hold up. We'll be back in just a moment here, and you can check it out on the Internet if you'd like. I did, and they are listed as out of stock. The question is why? Be back in a moment here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan and Sydney, our guest Marshall Masters this morning, his book on Planet X is listed. If you go to Amazon, they'll tell you it's out of stock. But of course, Marshall insists it's not out of stock. And the story is so incredible. I mean, I would tend to, in many ways, discount it, except I have a good friend, Bob Fletcher, who's been working on a DVD on Planet X for several years. And when he tells me of the efforts that have been made to suppress his information and delay his completing this three-hour DVD, I mean, this has not just happened once, but repeatedly as he's been working on it, and of course it's through his computer being sabotaged and several of his computers being destroyed, and then actually sending the completed work into his producer and finding out that all sorts of extraneous of material on this, so it couldn't be reproduced. I mean, the story intends to validate exactly what Marshall is telling us this morning. Marshall, why would anybody want to suppress information on Planet X? That doesn't make sense. What would they be trying to conceal?
Well, what they're trying to do by suppressing the story is very simple. And this is what elites have always done throughout time. All right? is that they, if they have information that is represents a direct threat to status quo, then they're going to want to control and suppress that information. And this is what I call Titanic rules. First class goes, first class gets the boats and steerage goes down with the ship. We're steerage. And what that means when you're in steerage is the first to fall are going to be the last to know. And that's all that's really happening here. Everybody wants to put a happy face on it with, well, they don't want a public panic and they don't want people doing this and people doing that. No, we have a good, strong character as a nation. I think our leadership is corrupt, certainly corrupt. But the people of the country, we're strong people. I think we're the same kind of strong people that World War II fought in two theaters and won. You know, we have that kind of integrity. So, but withholding that information is setting it up so that there's going to be the maximum amount of dieback in the events. And the result is there's a much smaller nucleus of humans that are going to survive it, which means they're going to be much easier for the elites to take control of those when they come up from their bunkers. And they have tremendous bunker systems that are in a network that's all around the world. And they're also stockpiling a lot of supplies. That's why is our government stockpiling 1.6 billion rounds of small arm hollow point ammunition for pistols and rifles? All right? I mean, why? Are they going to reenact World War II? Or do they think something as violent as that is going to happen? You have Janet Napolitano says we're going to have a big cyber attack like we've never seen before, and we're going to have a natural disaster like we've never seen before. We're watching FEMA going out and doing surge order work with all of these different suppliers of packaged meals, packaged water. For example, it's been pretty well reported that FEMA 3 on the East Coast did all of that, and all of it was in place by October 1st. And but they also did a huge surge order for the western states as well, and part of that was to man up 100 teams, hospital teams, and these were 100 people in a unit. And so this was surge orders for the things that they would need, showers, hot meals, packaged water. That was one that really got my attention, was that they had put in surge order requests for 11 million liters of packaged water, 3 million liters of which are to be in long-term extended shelf storage. So they're anticipating something that is going to take a long time to happen. There could be any number of reasons. Fukushima would clearly be a very good reason. They're supposed to be pulling the rods out of number four, but there's no real way to verify what exactly that they're doing, other than if it goes badly, then the Pacific is just going to be a dead basin. As it is, it's already, there's a lot of radiation coming in, so that could be part of it. I think it's more a case of really preparing for what exactly Fukushima represented, which was a convergence of a natural disaster with an industrial accident. And that is something that's really powerful. We have all of these refineries and chemical plants that are all around our coastlines. You know, the oceans come out of the basins and hit that stuff. Wow. You know, you're talking about things get really filthy. So there could be a tremendous amount of death and dying. And for people to say, well, gee, why would I believe we have a problem, was like saying, well, on 9/10, you're going, well, do you really think Osama bin Laden's a problem? Okay. And on 9/10, people, well, on 9/11, it was like, hello, it's in our face. Okay? Same thing with Pearl Harbor. Now, interesting thing, General Jimmy Doolittle, 1926, was on a junket tour of the Orient, and when he came back from that, he wrote a little over 300-page paper. And in that paper, he predicted that Japan would attack the United States. And he predicted the exact manner in which they would do it, and he was within 45 minutes of the actual time the attack was launched. Okay? And he did that in 1926. And what happened to him was he had offended the sensibilities of people who thought that they knew better and who had a power to enforce those views. And he was given an option. You can either, retire your commission and get out of the service, or you're going to go to a court-martial for publishing that paper. Well, he bit the bullet, lumped it, and he stepped back. But by golly, he was right on the money. And, Niihau, the only aircraft in the U.S. Air Force inventory, and that includes the Army Air Force, that was ever named for an individual, was named for him. And it was the B-24 Mitchell bomber. All right? But the point was, in 1926, when he saw exactly what would happen and mapped it out, he was mocked, ridiculed, and forced into submission. All right? And they... people didn't want to hear the news, and they cut him away. And the next thing you know, it's December 7th, 1941.
And
what happened? So, go ahead.
Well, how would Planet X impact on the United States? How would it impact on life in the world?
It will be the end of life as we know it. And that is... with this solar maximum, that, by the way, was the fear of NASA, NOAA, and National Academy of Sciences.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here with Marshall Masters.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Marshall Masters, talking about Planet X and certainly the threat Planet X would have. How would certainly Planet X alter a life in America? You say it would change it forever, or would this be because of the impact